or dipped it in something rubber that will not allow electricity to flow through it and plugged it into the socket. No juice
okay,
can flow.
Because
it's grounded.
We were talking, okay, so this morning Greg and I were talking about frequencies in the body and how, you know, supposedly every cell in the body has a different frequency, but what I'm understanding is this 6.944 megahertz frequency of the perfected cell. In an ascended person, every single cell in their body be at that frequency?
It would be. Exactly.
That's what I thought.
That's correct.
That's
because
exactly right.
See, now wait. You're on to a point now. Now you can argue.
Hey, Ion, if that was the case, if that was the case, would one gain weight?
They could.
Yeah.
They could
would they lose weight?
Mass.
Would they,
increase
their mass, or would they lose it?
They could decrease it either way.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Great. They could bulk up in mass and weigh less.
Like me.
Right.
Got anything to do with double the value
less
of pi?
Huh?
I'd like to acknowledge Sue and Steve and Barbara and say, you're hearing shop talk now. You're hearing geometry, math, cars, automobiles, food, weight, math. That's
reading,
what happens when you get into rewrite.
Reading,
A1, B1, sideways over the cosine.
Riding,
you'll get used to it. You'll get into
got
it.
To the thunders yet. It goes pretty fast. We have an off week. We'll pick up the pace in a little bit. When we start wearing down, we can actually start cranking it out. All right, let's clean this mess up on pi right now forever and settle it. Pi is 3.1415926 with the 6 repeating. Now, we can take it out to the millionth point if you want to, but it's really not necessary. Pi, however, is changing. It's changing to 3.1415925, and it's finite.
Okay.
But from 6 to 5.
Why not?
And it's no longer repeating.
3.1415925.
3.14.
3.1415925.
That's what it's changing to.
And that after 5 is not repeating like the 666 in the original.
Well, it's not really 666. It can go to the millionth placeholder, Bob. But it never ends. See, it goes on to infinity. But it's going to change and become.
Does the 6 repeat? You're talking about the 6. Does the 6 repeat in the old formula?
No. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
You didn't mean the 6 repeats. You just mean it does something else. You just used the wrong word. I don't know. We're all mixed up here. So the 6 doesn't repeat, though Ion said it repeats. Now he's saying it doesn't.
666 is the sign of the devil to some.
No, it's a sign of 6 degrees of separation. So, Ion, why did you leave the impression that the 666 repeats?
Because in many decimal holding places, it does. It's the most accurate fraction. But if you really got down to it, taking it out to the millionth placeholder, those numbers are varying.
Okay. Now, the 5 on the new one is not, it's not 555. What? Give some numbers after the 5.
There's no number after 5. It completes.
Oh, it completes. Pi completes.
That's right. Yes. 1415925.
Which changes everything.
And you too.
How does it change?
In what way?
What is the significance of it being finite?
Well, because now there's no infinite loop in doing pi r square.
It's divisible.
Now it's finite.
You're either on the bus or off it, Sheila. You're either on the bus. There's no more diddling around, speculating.
There's no more infinite looping.
That's right.
Correct.
You're either on the bus or not.
That's correct.
Nobody cares if you did either.
That's right.
I care.
Or as Bob says it, we got you back on the chains.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin.
Aretha.
Urethra. Urethra. Off the chain.
Good. Okay. Now, how close are you? Somebody got something to say about the lotus flower, or are y'all just letting that go?
Yeah.
You going into the Son of Nun in Joshua? How far are you going?
Go all the way.
Oh, okay. You got to ask.
The lotus flower.
Yeah,
had,
you're talking about the lotus flower, so talk about it. We'll play with you.
Well, I use the lotus flower in reference to the divine proportion and the Fibonacci code and how that how that numbering of the lotus was reflected in nature, mathematics, and in our own body formulas. So we were
talking about the angel chart. When you unfold, you pull the cords off those off the arcs and the cords off those triangulated positions, that the angel chart would first take the form or shape of the lotus flower, the outer realms outside the angel chart. Because the lotus flower, there are three kinds, the white, the Egyptian, and the blue, and then the red. The point of that is, you're going to get into Dave Worcester's crystals if you keep it going, but the outer ranges, when you open it, the key, when you open the key to the angel charts, the outer levels, as we said, would be likened to a lotus flower. If you look at a lotus flower, it has a flower in the flower. And inside the flower, when you figure out 14 degrees of freedom and you put the 14 rings into motion, you will have a holographic. How many D's do you want to do there? 4D, 8D, 3D, makes no difference to us. You'll have an actual holographic image of the temple.
So it's like fractal in a sense.
It is indeed not a mathematical fractal, a proper a proper fractal.
And
you said when
there's
we go beyond
three lotus flowers. Sorry, Greg.
What?
You said there's three lotus flowers, the white, the blue, and the red?
Yes.
Which one
pink and purple.
Is the angel chart?
There is pink and purple, but darling, those are lilies.
No, it says there's lotus.
They're not. They're lilies.
Is
you said Egyptian. Would that...
Is the Egyptian the white one?
Say it again.
Is the Egyptian the white one?
Yes, it is.
And all three are applicable? Or do they all change into... Are they interchangeable?
Oh, no. We haven't got to that part yet. We're going there.
Okay.
We're going to get there. That's fine. Okay.
You said it on two cases here when we go beyond the angel chart.
Yes.
We go beyond the levels of the angel chart. So what's beyond ring 14 and the the valence and the balance? What's beyond that? That is represented in the lotus, if I heard you right.
Okay. Then you got to go. It's riddled all through history. Specifically, or what you'll find the most significant is in the Egyptian reference, which, Sheila, you're right, that would be the white. But there's also a blue lotus that's Egyptian as well. But primarily it's the white.
And how does that differ from the other two lotus flowers?
Well, depends on whether the flat seed case is in the middle or not.
It depends on what?
Now,
sorry?
Let's back up. Lotuses grow on wet, okay? They open and close and open and close and open and close. So do you. Okay?
And
different colors open different.
Which rings are the lotus in, Ion, or the outside the 14 rings?
They would open out to outside the 14 rings.
Do the lotus petals include all 14 rings?
No, only the outer.
Starting at the frequency vibration ring 8?
Everything outside of the Asher.
Which is ring 7, Steve, Barbara, and... Steve and Barbara and Sue, did you see? I sent you the notes. You all got it? Check your computer.
Yes, I haven't opened up yet, but I thought I got
the note. So the 8th to 14th ring is the lotus, and it overlaps into the space outside of the diagram, outside of the 14th membrane.
The red lotus came later, and it came from Persia in later dynasties.
Huh.
So it's related to the empire.
When you say later dynasties, is that the empires, Ion?
Well, it was a nice dig, but no. But it was close.
Ion, so the colors of the lotus itself, does it at one point become colorless, or is that what the white is supposed to represent?
Oh, no, no. The blue lotus, which you normally found just everywhere in the Nile, it had mm-hmm. narrow pointed petals.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're more spotted.
And I'm reading that the blue lotus was a symbol of victory over the spirit over the senses. Of
that's correct. That's
wisdom,
why.
Of knowledge.
That's why it's found in the outer rings, darling. Very good.
And the red symbolizes the original nature of the heart, the lotus of love, compassion, passion, activity, and all qualities of the heart.
Well, that's your Persia influence.
Hmm. Does it say what the white represents?
Yes, the state of total mental purity and spiritual perfection and the pacification of our nature.
And they have rounded. They have rounded petals.
And this says
scalloped edged leaves.
Huh?
What are the significance of rounded petals, Ion?
Look at your angel chart and look at your different degrees of how your arcs are pulled from some of those triangulated positions as the leaves of the lotus open and close.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Right, so the arcs are rounded.
He kept interrupting me, I think, for a reason, because I was trying to say it generally has eight petals corresponding to the noble eightfold path of the good law. That's pretty interesting.
And that's why we kept trying to keep that beat back, but out there now.
So, would this be then fractals within fractals?
No. See, now you could make it be that, but then you'd be like Barb. You'd be jumping world to world, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the point. If you get
and never
lotus,
find your antenna. Ion redefines
right.
fractal as an antenna situation, not anything to do with the math image.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
what I just.
As long as you can do it without a limitation, no problem,
uh-huh.
but it's very rare. When you start down that path, all of a sudden, then this means this, and this is that, and blah, 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 and you get yourself
right.
in a rabbit hole.
So
that's
important
Bob,
not to
he's
even,
been there before.
It's important to not even define the image.
Mm.
Well, here's the thing, Sasha. When Ion said, it was an important point, that the outer rings represent spirit over the senses. So the inner seven rings is the chemistry, the senses. The outer rings are the frequency vibration, which is the non-sensory, which is the non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
You go with that, Ion? You accept that series of links?
Fine.
Yeah.
What did you say, Bob? The outer is the spirit over the senses, and then the inner is
the outer, see, what's interesting, he said, whatever Deb said, then he says, she said, spirit over the senses. And then he said, that's the outer, spirit's the outer ring. So that means frequency vibration refers to spirit, but we know spirit's a nebulous world, so it refers to non-physical. And the inner seven rings refer to our chemical constituents, which would be the senses. So it's important to know that frequency involves non-physical and the senses.
Good.
Okay.
Now somebody ought to ask the question, the way your history reads it, the essence or beginning of the lotus flower comes from a specific place.
The Eastern? Oriental?
No, it came out of Nun.
Oh.
Yeah, which you have used that phrase. The sons of Nun, you occasionally drop that phrase?
Do.
Yeah.
Now, we only talk about Christian shit. We don't talk about nothing else. We only talk about Christian shit, right?
Yeah, you tell that to George when you go there, Greg.
Yeah.
You tell George Reddell. We only talk Christian shit.
Well, now we're easing into the Islamic history. Rejoice, you might better get you. You want to go to the Quran?
Yay!
You want to. That's fine. But now, here you go. This goes to Joshua. Uh-oh, we're right back into the Jesus business. Sorry for the conquest of Canaan. But in Joshua, Joshua was the son of Nun, the son of Ephraim, the son of, wait for it, Joseph, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Do you see how this is starting to put together? And then the big question...
Was Abraham in Samaria? Did he have any contact with the leftovers of Samaria?
Yes, he did. Caleb.
Okay. Caleb. Is that a place or a person?
Person, Joshua and Caleb.
Brian's wondering how this relates to our throne.
Well, from that history, that's where you were bestowed his grace, Brian.
Bestowed his grace. We got to define that a little bit better.
Hey, we did grace on cash flow today. How's that for synchronicity?
Yes you did.
Imagine that, even after Bob's rebuffing.
I did his damnedest to keep me off the show, but it didn't work.
Hey, Ion, what is the... You guys talked about the rod of Aaron before. What was Aaron within this lineage?
Well, of course.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Just a quick side note. Did the wood that the rod was made from, did that come from the tree of knowledge?
No, it did not.
Tree of
that
life?
That hadn't sprouted. Joyce hadn't planted that sapling yet.
Oh.
So is Sasha, hey, Ion, is Sasha from the lineage of the Rod of Aaron?
She is.
So, Ion, just the lotus, did the Nuns of Sum, which sounds like a Monty Python skit, did they create the lotus as a visual representation of aspects of ascension and the angel drawing? It was brought to this world for that, for the beauty of it?
Well, within the clans of Shechem, yes.
How's this working for you, Sue? You okay with this, Sue?
Yeah, I was wondering why we were all here together. Are we all
As we bubble along, it gets real good here.
Yeah, pretty soon you won't care where you are.
I'm enjoying it all.
One of Ion's plans is to beat our minds down so that we can then introduce the really good shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we only got
get
4 hours now.
Connection. Get you to the connection to God. Okay.
Okay, Ion. So Sue's the one who said, why does Ion oscillate between the profound and the silly?
There is no... Oh, okay. Well, there's no silly, darling. It's just your perspective.
Okay.
Rejoice.
Right. Yes,
Jenny Bell, get ready.
Don't take it too seriously.
Exodus 32:17. Let's get this straightened out. Jenny Bell, Numbers 13:16-17. Somebody else get up Numbers 14:23-24.
Ion knows Virginia just brought up her iPad.
She knew it was coming. That's right. That's right. Now, everybody, if y'all ever jump into this, we only play with King James Version just so we remove as much subjugation as we can. There's nothing significant one way or the other except that everybody would always be on the same page. So that's more important than NIV and blah, 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 blah crap. So we just stay with that just to make it easy.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a good Bible thing that's a nice chart
made out. It easy to find because we whip through it pretty fast.
Are you saying she's looking at, are you calling Numbers the Bible chapter or something else?
Numbers, yeah, the book of Numbers, 14, verses 23 and 24.
Are we ready?
We're going to get into the Amalekites if you keep going, Bob.
I got it.
All right, go.
Numbers 14, 23, and 24. 23, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
See, and when Caleb gave the encouraging report, the reward that he would be given, the two spies, would be to enter the promised land. Now, this is the shift, Bob. You've been waiting, trying to put this shit together. Well, here's your shift. All right? So now, Numbers 13, 16, 17. Let's get into Moses and Canaan.
Numbers 13, 16, and 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you indicate the shift already, Ian, or we're heading there?
No, we're dipping. We're putting your goober in the water now, Bob.
Okay.
Hold on.
Virginia's accent.
I had 15 through 33. Sorry, Ian. Just a second. Number 16. Brother.
You want Numbers 13? Is that what you said?
Numbers 13,
yeah,
16, and 17.
Okay, I got that open if you want me to read it. It says, of the tribe of Asher, Sether, the son of Michael, these are the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Joshua, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain.
And there were 12 spies in all. 12 spies in all.
Because there were the 12 tribes?
Well, it's developing. It's developing. You wet yet? Hang on, you're getting there. Hang on, it's okay. You got Exodus 32:17 ready with your commandments for the receiving of Mount Sinai in the ascension. The Exodus is what y'all was wanting to talk about, wasn't it?
Yep, Exodus 32.
Well,
is that what you want?
32:17.
17, okay. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp.
So we did these exactly backward, but we did it on purpose because we called them off in order, but y'all got them up in a different order, which works out just perfect. So somebody then now pull up Joshua 1:1-9. Brian, don't you wake up. You stay asleep during this part.
Yeah, Brian, when we experience Brian, Steve, Barbara, and Sue, he's asleep. When Brian wakes up, you hear the phone blink off, and that
go,
means
bing! And then you
that
go
means
up,
he's gone.
Over.
He's from another world, and he's dreaming this world. Mm. So everything's backwards in relation to us.
Yeah.
You said Joshua 13?
No, Joshua 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 9.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the lands of the Hittites, and unto the great
the
sea toward the
Hittites. It's the Hittites, but that's all right.
Hittites. And unto the great sea, toward the going down sun, shall be your border. There shall not
there you
be
go.
Sea.
Now, wait now. Okay. Brian! We don't want to wake him up. Brian!
Yeah.
You hear what she's saying?
Yeah.
We about to
you still
get to the River Jordan.
You still
Brian.
Asleep, Brian?
Brian.
Still asleep.
You're
we
still
about
asleep.
To get to the River Jordan. Brian.
Is this the border and the phases from Samaria? Is that what we're getting at?
Dude, from the Battle of Jericho, Bob.
Mm.
You wanted it. She said, I want it all. Jenny Bell said, I want it all. So, all right, here you go.
Taking all of me through the door, fabricating origins.
Yeah, well, that won't come down till Joshua 10:14, but you'll know about that in a minute. Gideon going to come in here.
Do you want to continue reading, or?
Yes, darling, you're doing fine.
Okay, five. What? There shall not any man be to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I
whoa,
was
whoa,
with
whoa,
Moses.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is that a big man or a little man?
It's a little man.
There you
Steve,
go.
Steve and Sue, that's capital is little, uncapitalized
it's
man
little.
Is little man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's little, M-A-N.
Uh-huh.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I am Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, that's a couple M-Y, my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper with whithersoever thou. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt
mitigate
therein day and night, that thou mayest observe do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord, it's all capitalized, thy God is with thee whithever soever thou goest. Then Joshua, do you want to
hey, Barbara,
join her?
Your phone's
yeah.
Flipping out. So it's not too good, the effect. You're reading well, but it's flipping out. So, Sue, could you read? Your phone seems to be more strong or consistent, if you're following it, Sue.
Yeah, I've gone from one. She's already done 1 to 9. Do you want to redo it?
No, that's enough. That's enough.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
That's
could
fine.
We redo it? I didn't get much of what Barbara was doing.
Well, do you mean
does it matter?
Hearing,
do I care? Does it matter?
Hearing helps you get something, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, forget it. I'm not listening.
Yeah, that's right. At the River Jordan, the waters parted, and they had for Moses, just like it did at the Red Sea. The first battle after the crossing of the Jordan was the Battle of Jericho. Joshua led the destruction of Jericho. Then he moved on to Ai, the small neighboring city to the west. However, they were defeated with 36,000 Israelites death. The defeat was attributed to Achan talking an accused thing, accused and accursed, but accused thing from Jericho. And they followed by Achan and his family, and the animals had to be stoned to death to restore God's favor. Then Joshua went on to defeat Ai. We're giving you the background a little bit, but getting on right to it, here's the good part. The Israelites then faced an alliance with the Amorite kings from Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. At Gideon, Joshua asked God to cause the sun and the moon to stand still so so he could finish the battle, Brian, in daylight.
What's this got to do with Samaria and the border thresholds?
We'll fix it. Joyce, get up Joshua 10:14. Get it ready, darling, and we'll help Bob.
So there's some battles. Is there actual battles going on here, or is this a metaphor for something else?
No, it's real battles.
What are they fighting for? What are they fighting for? Give us a context.
Kingdom.
And who's fighting?
Everybody.
Everybody? They've just left Samaria?
Right.
Ah, this is the fall, the beginning of the fall and the first expression of it.
There you go. And as far as it being specifically referenced in this position. Okay. Now this
it's just a rumble breaks out, a big rumble. Everybody's...
the sun and the moon stand still. And this event's super-duper important because there was no day like it before it or after it.
They've hit the mattresses, as they say about Mafia Wars. They all fell out, looked around and said, well, we're fucking fragmented here. I better grab what I can. Time's running out.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
They're just getting time started.
Okay, rejoice. Joshua 10:14. Now, once you get into that, darling, you may want to go a little bit more, but I'll just leave that with you.
And there was no day like that or after it that the Lord, capital Lord, hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord, capital Lord, fought for Israel. 15. And Joshua returned unto the camp to Gilgal.
So is this establishing a hierarchy among the tribes that fell out, that fallen man? This is where the Israelis get the view of being the chosen one. They do well in this first rumble.
First reference you've had to the separation or segregation of the empires.
The beginning of the Ra'i. This is the beginning of Ra'i. It's a Ra'i impulse. So this is where the seven empires come from.
They're the beginning.
This is the beginning of it. Very interesting. Are you with us, Brian? You getting that, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
It's the path of where they're fighting of where to place their individual thrones.
It's the Wild West. They're all driving out in their wagons to get some territory.
Sheila.
Yeah. In the
look
last
up
three, right.
Gustave Doré.
You leave my family out of it.
Gustave Doré?
Yeah.
Gustave Doré.
Gustave Doré.
D-O-R-E?
Yeah. So, Ion, is there
Bob,
in this battle...
We have a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to get something out of this. We just go with you, we'll get nowhere. And I'll bring in Chad if you keep fucking acting up. So listen to this. Are we looking at wands and magical instruments? Are people just beating each other with hands, or have they got all kinds of neat technology? Is the ark showing up? What kind of weaponry do the gangs have, or are they fighting to get weaponry?
Well, you got to have the clans of Shechem.
That was Paradise Lost.
Is it? Is this a future event also?
Good point.
No.
All right, so this is the place, this is part of the big now, part of the timeless. The time fragments haven't happened yet, but it is a fallen state.
We it may have, because you have impiers, umpiers, do you not, Bob?
That's peers, you mean vampires?
No.
Empires, P-Y-R-E-S. But this is the beginning of the empire.
Right,
Eloy, two and Lofty and Bob fighting it out.
Biggly, biggly, bing, pissing off Izzy.
Okay, so
I'm looking at Gustave Doré.
You found the children of Israel crossing the Jordan?
I've got it.
Now, that'll give you the pictorial of what's going on. Best ever, 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 ever. Example of it. Now, Sheila.
What's the name of the painting?
The one that we like best is, you should be about 1883.
What's the name of the painting?
Children of Israel Crossing the Jordan.
Wow. The establishment of Rai.
The most accurate pictorial that you've found so far.
So when Dave Worster talked on May 19th...
This is what he was talking about.
Yeah, 2010, when his recent vision, he saw this eons of space before where Rai began. We've crossed that space. And
the
into
hill
the
country of Ephraim.
We've arrived at the tetrad. Or no, was it tetrahedron?
Tetrahedron. Well, up to Gideon. Because when you get past Gideon, then you're going to have to keep on going all the way down to Samuel. And Japheth, and there's some Elon, and there's some others. So
could this relate to the formation of the nine spheres? You know, the ionosphere, the stratosphere, and those, are they expressions of the different moving through from the first to the Gideon level? Are they manifesting as environments, geographic?
Mm. Well, you could get there, but it sure is a stretch, Bob. I mean,
okay.
A hard stretch.
That's for the more abstract of us.
So. Okay, if you want to go there, that's fine. Damn. Okay, Judges 2:23.
Therefore the Lord, capital Lord, left those nations without driving them out hastily. Neither delivered he them into the hand of
Rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
You fell away, darling.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Therefore the Lord, capital Lord, left the nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them the hand of Joshua.
I'm getting the same dropping in and out on Joyce's phone that we were on, was it Barbara's phone? Or?
Well, see, that's what happens when you start getting somewhere. When you start getting somewhere, then you find yourself, Bart, having to stretch to hear.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because then you're forced to really get to it. Do you see? And that happens more times than not. And now that's not us doing that. We can, we have. That's not us doing it. It's that you are compelled to listen to hear.
Yep. Yeah, the senses start to break down. That's where the spirit non-physical overcomes the senses.
And that's what, then that's the most sensitive aspect is the chip body. Because look here, every one of you is on a digital position of communication. Right now, every one of you.
So the chip body can register the effects of our non-physical.
Correct. And what Bart said is it's breaking up. That's correct. It's breaking up. So are the empires. That's where this is the beginning of where they're divided. Y'all been poking for the empires since itch.
This is the start of it all.
And we was waiting on legend, and we said,
these empires are protected. These empires are protected by principalities?
They are principalities.
They rule principalities.
And they're from, including other worlds, right?
They would not be limited to this world. That's correct, Bob.
So when you mention principalities related to the empires, is not referring to it, the angel realm.
Well, all is kind of inclusive. The same segregation. What is bound in earth is bound in heaven, Margarita.
Yeah,
heaven is bound on earth.
So there's very little division. Everybody's in the game here. The fall has happened. Death's been created. Angels are created to help there. All the characters, they're like one level removed from Samaria or heaven. So everybody's there now.
Right. Now, that's good, Bob. Now, Brian's point is valid. Brian's saying, what the hell? Well, he might say something else, but Brian's going at it. It's, thank you, Ion. Why the hell I need to know all this? Well, Brian, you don't. But they've asked from a layered position of how to apply the sequiturs of knowing where to place your throne. You have asked that. And then in your application of the umpires or the empires, which is certainly on the angel chart, and if y'all have asked us once, you've asked us 10,000 times, and we keep saying, nope, 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 nope. Well, now you finally broached it a little bit to get a taste. You have not applied the symbols to which empire is which, but they most certainly have been laid out for you so far.
Well, is that because I asked it last night on melting titanium? Does that open the gate there?
Do.
So, Ion, you were mentioning to me about the sustainable foundation.
That's Brian's world. Brian, tell her about the foundations.
Are those are the foundations that you're referencing?
Yes. Hold your ears. Hold your ears, everybody. Hold your ears. Brian!
Yeah.
Get up in here. Talk about the foundation.
What do you want to know about the foundations?
We already know about the foundations. Tell them about it.
There are 12.
And they are sustained and sustainable?
With silicon dioxide.
Very good. That's significant. Sorry, y'all, but we had to get it in somehow so you'll know how this all start applies. We won't go all the way to the thunders again. Y'all sick of all that.
But that's the chemical parallel to non-physical frequency vibration when you say silicon dioxide.
As it applies to the foundation that is sustainable.
And the foundations relate to the empires?
If they're not grounded on a foundation, they will fall. They'll be a falling empire.
Are we witnessing the battle to create foundations, or the foundations already happen at this Joshua phase?
Foundations have been laid, and kingdoms have been wrought regarding their proximity to sustainable foundation.
Ah, so they're fighting over foundations.
Still are, Bob. That's what the Wailing Wall shit's all about today.
Now, is the white stone in there somewhere?
No.
Not yet.
No, they're looking. They're more interested in the terrible crystal that right now, Bob, than they are the white stone.
Okay.
What about the palms
Ezekiel
of victory?
Ezekiel 1:22. Bob can squid. Well, palms of victory. Rejoice, you got that one, darling. Tell them about the palms of victory, darling. Ain't that handy? Ain't it wonderful how things get real handy laid out there, like on a silver plated platter, ain't it?
can you repeat? Brian said the 12 nations are found in silicon. Is that what you said?
Well, silicon dioxide is what they're made of.
Dioxide.
And I said there's 12 sustainable foundations, but there's only 7 empires.
9 empires.
There's 9 empires. So there's 3 sustainable foundations that don't have any empires built on them?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, but that is the question. That's the meme of the millennia.
But good question, Sheila. Excellent work there, Sheila.
That's a fabulous question, but you're not there yet. To answer it would put you in a rabbit hole that you likely wouldn't get out of. So
don't bring your channelings to the meeting here, Sheila.
She's doing fine. She has perspective, and she knows how to apply perspective to conversation. All right. Now, listen, darling. Everybody hold on. You hold that question, and don't let it go All right.
Okay.
But you don't want the answer this minute. You want it soon, but not this hot second. But you'll develop it, and you'll watch it unfold just like the morning when the lotus flower opens. Now, where were we?
Palms of victory.
Rejoice is going to give you the palms of victory. Crowns of glory.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad. While struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he had. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, yet shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. The chorus is, then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. Verse 2, I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. Gazing toward that city, his everlasting home, he shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. Third verse,
thou shalt wear.
I saw
Here's a good verse.
Yep. Saw him overcoming through all the swelling strife until he crossed the fold of God's eternal life. The crown, the robe, the name, the stone so white were his who found in Jesus, the yoke and burden light. And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall. He saw the holy city, his everlasting home, a band of holy angels all gathered round God's throne. They bore him on their pinions, safe o'er the dashing foam. He shouted, hallelujah, deliverance has come.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Joyce, is that song? Where
Tapestry.
Is that from?
Is that funny, Sasha?
Who's ever got a restaurant around them, mute, please.
Are you
what was the last point?
Tapestry by Carol King?
No, this is a song, and the Gaither Brothers band actually sang, was the one that you referenced, wasn't it, Ion?
Do. The one in Hawaii.
But, Joyce, is that the one that we were reading the other day?
I don't know if it's
another one.
The exact one, Sasha. It's very close, though. The crown, the robe, the scepter, you know, the stone,
right.
The white. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty handy that, Joyce, you had it handy, isn't it, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, now y'all pedaled through where you was. Now we can get started.
Ion, I would ask the ones who win, who get the foundation, whatever they're fighting over, are those the ones that understand the principles of sowing and reaping?
What?
Yes.
Aha.
Are you going there, Bob?
Yay. Did you say those two words in the same sentence, Bob?
Can you say yes?
No,
it's interesting. It's interesting. Well, you have these images of the Wild Westerner fighting, but it's the one who understands the jujitsu of the non-physical, the sowing and reaping, who actually don't even engage in the battle are the ones who are going to win. That's my proposal, my theory, my proposition. We'll wait and see what the court says.
Excuse me. I couldn't really hear that.
Sorry.
Carry on,
Sheila.
Somebody's echoing.
I don't think it's me. Ian, several times you spoke of knowing the place where your throne abides.
Do.
Where your what? Where your what?
Is that your throne abides? Is
that
a regional, geographical, dimensional? Where?
Yes.
Can you? It's all three of those?
At least.
Are you saying a bias, Sheila? Throwing a bias?
Abides.
How do you spell that?
A-B-I-D-E-S, abides.
Abides, throwing abides. Well,
knowing the place where your throne abides.
So where's that word abides come from? Where's that?
Where it is.
Where it dwells,
where it is,
right?
Where it dwells, right.
And now, when did abides come up as a word to use in that sentence?
It's a throne.
Said the last session.
T-H-R-O-N-E.
Oh, it's in the last. So throwing, you're saying growing, throwing, or something. Abides.
T-H-R-O-N-E. Knowing the place where your throne abides.
And so is that an adjective?
You abide in Maui.
It means your residence.
C-H-A-I-R.
Where it dwells, where it lives, where it is.
Okay. And you're saying knowing the abides or throwing?
No, knowing.
Where your throne abides.
Oh, throne abides. Where you land. Where you land.
I don't know. It's where you land.
T-H-R-O-N-E.
Throne?
Throne.
Your seat.
Abides. gotcha.
Bob.
Hey, my multiple level interpretation will work later, people.
Well, now we know why your phone didn't work earlier today, Bob.
Yeah. I couldn't decide which Bob he'd let on the air.
I can hardly hear any of you. So I get to Sheila's point. Joyce was pointing out the other day that she picked something up in Revelations that you were talking about the way that you triangulate via the stones, the elders, and the lampstands.
That's Ezekiel 1:13-19.
Okay, so Sheila said the throne where your throne abides. What was that related to, Sheila? What was the quote theme?
I asked Ian, is where, I know it's a degree of separation, is it regional, geographical, or dimensional? And he said yes, at least, and more than that.
And then you said where the throne abides, and Ian said yes?
No, my question was, that Ian said last session, the phrase, and actually he said it several times this session, knowing the place where your throne abides, and I asked, is where your throne abides, is it regional, geographical, or dimensional?
Well, regional would be geographical. What do you mean by regional?
You just came in.
Good.
It's Jenny. I came in on my cell phone.
Oh, okay, good, darling.
Okay, so Sheila.
We didn't lock it. We didn't lock it just for this occurrence. If you care for us to, let us know and we will, but if not, never mind.
Right, so what do you think regional is as opposed to geographic?
Well, I know regional is not the same as geographic because earlier this evening the question was, are the heirs, is it a geographical division or is it a regional division? So there's a distinction between the two.
Well, we'd have to find out what it meant then. What is the distinction?
Isn't dimensional?
No, that was the third thing, was dimensional.
Well, okay, Ian, can you describe the difference between geographical and regional?
Okay, geographical has to do with where it would be located regionally.
That's a bigger geography. Region is a larger area, a larger container.
And we just laid this out pretty thoroughly within the looking, the segregations of the empires and the kingdoms, and we're trying to find a real happy place to put Brian's throne.
Right.
Brian
so the
don't want his throne on somebody else's throne. He wants it in his kingdom. Well, you have a whole lot of people making a whole lot of kingdoms. Well, Brian don't want to be his throne or his kingdom next to just anybody.
So the the first of Joshua leaving after the fall, it's regional, fighting for regions.
Yeah, but Ezekiel 1:13-19 talks about the thrones and how they're formed.
But you got the regions, and geography is more particular. Maybe
and
just
that's
this
the
world.
Answer to Sheila's question.
Right? Could regions be more than one world?
No. Well, okay. The answer is no, but we didn't mean that limitingly. Because once you get this world down, then the answer will be yes, all worlds.
Hmm.
But until you get this world, why would you call someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye?
Hmm.
Okay? So from this world, no. Once you get there, yes.
What other aspects could your throne abide in other than regional, geographical, and dimensional?
A transitory space.
Ooh.
The space is where angels are?
They are in transitory position, yes. Angels don't take up a space, but they have position.
This is why I use the phrase juxtaposed position a lot.
Do.
Is the transitory space like a half-step modulation?
That's a good way. But don't see them as sharp or flat.
Well, aren't we in a transitory state?
Some are.
What does that mean?
Psalms 91:11 will tell you about that.
Tell you about transitory space, Ion?
About what Mute Deb was saying.
I'm looking it up. Psalms what?
91:11.
Can we skip back to the Ezekiel 1:13-19?
Well, we were wondering if y'all were just going to let that one slide. It's all right with us.
Hey, Chad, how's your boredom?
Do you want 91:11 now or after that?
Now it's fine, darling.
We better
take them pitching and catching, darling.
Yeah, we'll better take with Chad. Chad, how's your boredom meter doing?
It's not high.
Okay.
This is still
don't want to piss off Chad. Issy, no problem. She'll never get over it, but Chad, he's flexible.
Psalms 91:11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.